Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article that clears up a phrase you've probably seen on every real estate course page in Australia, nationally recognised. What does it actually mean? What does it guarantee? And what doesn't it cover? The article is called What Nationally Recognised Really Means for Your Qualification.
I feel like everyone just nods at that phrase and keeps scrolling.
The article says exactly that. And the point is, slow down, because once you understand what it means, you know exactly what your qualification will and won't do for you.
All right, break it down. What does nationally recognised actually mean?
Three things have to be true at once. First, the qualification is built from units of competency set nationally, not invented by each provider. Second, it's delivered by a registered training organisation, an RTO, legally approved to issue training qualifications. And third, it sits within the Australian Qualifications Framework, the AQF. Put those together and you get a qualification that means the same thing everywhere in Australia.
So the AQF is like a map of what qualifications mean across the board.
Good way to put it. The AQF is the national map of every qualification, from certificates right up to diplomas and beyond. When a qualification sits inside it, it has a defined level and a defined meaning. Employers understand it, licensing authorities understand it. It stops the word diploma from being used by just anyone.
Right, so what exactly are units of competency? Because that gets thrown around a lot.
A unit of competency is a single defined skill or area of knowledge written nationally, the same for every provider. Your qualification is built from a set number of these units. A Certificate 4 has a fixed list. A diploma has a different set. Two students at different RTOs are assessed against exactly the same standard.
So that's what stops a cheap provider from watering it down.
That's the key. A Certificate 4 in real estate practice earned in Brisbane is the same Certificate 4 earned in Sydney. Same units, same standard, full stop.
Okay, so for someone looking to get their licence, what does this mean practically?
Three practical benefits. Your state licensing authority will accept it, because a nationally recognised qualification is the kind state authorities are set up to recognise for licensing. It's portable, so if you move interstate, the qualification travels with you. And it's genuine, because nationally recognised status only comes through an RTO regulated by ASQA, so the training has been independently checked.
That last one matters. It's your defence against courses that look legitimate but aren't.
Exactly. And the article is clear on this. Don't take any provider's word for it, including Archer's own. Look up the RTO number on training.gov.au, the official national register, and confirm the qualification is on their approved scope. Archer Institute is RTO 45020, regulated by ASQA.
You can do that check yourself in a couple of minutes.
2 minutes tops.
So what doesn't nationally recognised cover? Because you mentioned there's something it doesn't guarantee.
This is the part that trips people up. Nationally recognised tells you the training is genuine and accepted across Australia, but it does not, on its own, tell you which specific qualification your licence requires. Each state authority sets its own licensing requirements, and they ask for different qualifications for different licence types.
So you could have a genuine nationally recognised qualification and still be holding the wrong one for your state.
That's exactly the scenario to avoid. The article calls it the two-step rule. The training provider issues the qualification. The state authority issues the license, using that qualification as part of your application. So the right move is to confirm the current requirement with your state authority first, then enrol in the qualification that matches.
Not the other way around.
Right. Confirm first, then enrol.
And once you've got that sorted, what makes one provider different from another if the qualification itself is the same?
The article addresses that directly. Because the qualification is identical wherever you study, the difference comes down to price, support, and whether you actually finish. Those are worth comparing carefully before you commit.
That finishing part is easy to underestimate when you're buying the course.
It really is. The one thing to do next, confirm your state's licensing requirement, then find the qualification that matches it. Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. And if you'd rather just speak to someone, Archer Institute offers nationally recognised online self-paced training with real Australian-based support. Give them a call on 1800 069 273 and they'll tell you exactly which qualification your licence needs.
Worth knowing what the label actually means before you hand over your money.
Thanks for listening.